I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. We'll take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's see, NBA playoffs right now. Miami Heat, they're in Cancun, just sitting, waiting. Although we did get some fodder yesterday, Leroy, because the Bucks owner, who's also the Browns owner, he's the co-owner of the Bucks. He said that he wants a resolution on the Giannis thing by the NBA draft, one way or the other. So let's talk about all things off season with our upcoming guests, bro, on the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com. He is ESPN's NBA front office insider. Did a great breakdown. He does every team, but he did a great breakdown of all things that the Miami Heat have to consider going into this summer. And Bobby Marks joining us here on the program. Bobby, how are you? Thanks for the time. Really appreciate you.
I'm doing great. How's everyone?
We're good. We're good. We're doing good. We're doing good.
I need an educated mind to stop this man. He is getting out of hand. I'm trying to, and this time of year, I am trying to be responsible, and all he cares about is names, which is what basketball is.
Yeah, would you, Bobby? Would you trust John Morant? Would you trust him?
Oh my god! You know, it's funny. Players look a lot better in the off. Players look a lot better in the off season than they do during the regular season. You kind of forget who they were during the regular season. So I'd be a little bit careful there.
Thank you.
It's fair.
That's all I said. Like here,
and I always remind people. And listen, we work in an entertainment business, but I always remind people, I'm like, you know, there's only like 450 players in the NBA. Like, it's like, there's not that, and the rules and everything that comes with it. Like, this is a complicated business as far as moving chess pieces around here.
Right.
Well, I was curious because Pat Riley mentioned in the at his end of season press conference about the Heat, and they really valued cap space, and everybody kind of rolled their eyes at it because they're like, hey, people don't do that anymore. None of the good players even seem to get to free agency anymore. Do you feel like that could change? Because, you know, you see the names like Giannis and Spida, and even Joker was the one we were kind of, you know, trying to pipe dream. But does that even work anymore, Bobby? Is that a sound plan from Pat Riley?
Well, I mean, cap space is good if those guys are there, if they're available. I mean, listen, 2010 was a unique year as far as the rules, the extension rules that are in place right now didn't exist back, you know, 15, 16 years ago. Now we see an uptick of players extending with their own teams. This year is unprecedented, the number of players that are extensionable, whether it be Giannis or Jokic or Karl-Anthony Towns or Donovan Mitchell, Kawhi. Like, there's a list of players there. Now, it doesn't mean that we can go back into that cycle of cap space again, but this offseason, there's only three teams that have significant room that could change next year. I always say cap space is kind of like a little bit fool's gold. You don't want to rely all on it, and then you get to next summer, and there's nobody there to sign. So I think you do have I think you have to be somewhat careful there. It's great to have the flexibility part of it, but if you're relying on to go out and sign a player and free agent, we just don't see that anymore. We saw it with Jalen Brunson 3 or 4 years ago, and Jalen wasn't even a all-star level player when he was coming out of Dallas here. So as I said, you just have to be careful. Now, you could say, if you're trying to go get Giannis and Milwaukee's playing hardball, but Giannis can say to Milwaukee, hey, you know, I'll just go sign with Miami next offseason with cap space. You can certainly play that game that we've seen in the past too.
Well, my question is more about the Heat. What has plagued the Heat over the last 4 years has been availability.
Yeah.
As far as injuries,
yep.
Whatever reason. Okay, I would be extra cautious in signing a guy that I have questions on whether he's going to be available. So to me, that would eliminate a couple of these guys that Toman is just willing to overlook those pass. Like John Morant, forget the off-field stuff. He's banged up a lot. Could you imagine Pat Riley giving assets and money and paying money to a guy, and then he comes and sits for the first 2 months? We're in the same cycle. So my whole thing is they have to be careful with the name and be more cognizant of availability, because that's what's plagued you the last few years.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you see it even in the playoffs right now. Availability matters with teams. I think the biggest thing is when you go through – and any trade is, what does your roster look like after the trade is done? Right. Who is left? You know, what is the availability of now? Like, if you're hypothetically throwing around John Morant and you're not giving up, you know, of course, salary wise, if you have a lot left and the resources that are there with your players, then maybe you can kind of get away with that a little bit here. But if you're trading, you know, 3 or 4 players for Giannis, and then you're going to extend him at 4 for 275 and pay him $75-80 million. Jeez. That's a big risk, right? So you better have the availability, and you better, you know, you've got to pick this year, you know, if you keep it or if you look to move it and everything. But you have, as I said, like, it's one thing to have the name that, you know, that the former MVP, but what else is left of your roster here?
What do you think is going to be the market for Giannis? Because it was reported that, hey, the Heat were the last team standing when they thought about moving him. I thought that was going to be their best shot, because the way I look at it, Bobby, is this playoff, someone's going to get even more desperate and you know, try and push the chips. But then Giannis, I guess, is up for the extension, so he has some play. How do you think that'll play? Because the owner says he wants a resolution soon. What do you think the market? Do you think it's going to be more robust or fewer teams? What do you think it'll be?
I would say I would be surprised if Milwaukee gets more than what Brooklyn got and what Memphis got from Mikal Bridges and Desmond Bane in picks. Mm-hmm. You know, players could be certainly different here. I think Giannis controls what the market will be. You know, like, listen, he's got to play, be the bad guy here. You know, no offense, he's got to be the bad guy here, where he says, hey, these are the two teams I'm going to go with. These are the teams I want to trade it to, and these are the two teams I'm going to sign an extension with. Like, that basically will can kind of control, you know, the market a little bit here. I know it didn't work that well with Damian Lillard, you know, I guess it was 3 or 4 years ago with him wanting to go play in Miami, but I think that's the big thing. I think certainly what happens on Sunday, which is the lottery, plays a big role in that as far as who's picking where. In the draft, some of these teams have rosters that are somewhat built now. When you look at Atlanta, that could have a top pick. When you have Dallas with Masai taking over, with Cooper coming back, they're at 8 right now. But I really do think it's, you know, besides the contractually, you know, it's the market. And then for Milwaukee, you know, this is a team that doesn't control their first round pick until, I think, 2031. So there's not an incentive, you know, even with these new rules that are coming to, like, basically bottom out here. So you're looking at a little bit of, you know, draft picks and kind of win now players.
Go ahead, Leroy.
Well, I'm curious about all of this, because Giannis is kind of screwing his team, because he's trying to be the good guy, and trying to look good in a situation that's going to get ugly.
Yeah.
And if he had just said, look, I want to go get out, he would have already been traded. But then he keeps waffling back and forth. And that kind of makes it almost more difficult for the situation, because if you look at, you know, Tobin says this thing, make a stink, you'll get out. And players that have done that, it's funny because they've been total jackasses on the way out and the new team loves them.
Yeah.
So it's only temporary, right? It's a temporary thing.
I don't think he has much room to waffle this summer.
Right.
And I think you've heard Jimmy Haslam, who also owns the Browns, basically, he's come out multiple times. He has said, like, either he's going to extend or we're going to trade him. I find it refreshing. It's great for us to talk about that.
Does that make the situation worse?
No,
that he puts a deadline on it?
I think you have to put a deadline on it. I think you have to put a kind of draw a line in the sand if you're Milwaukee, because here's the thing. He's not eligible to sign until October 1st. So you can't wait until you get to October or, you know, September, but like, hey, what do you think you're going to do? Like, you basically say, hey,
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bearers a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search the Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.
This is what we have. These are the options for our roster to improve. This is what we can do in the draft. This is what we can add in free agency. And you basically kind of pitch him as a free agent. And then if that's not good enough, if it's something like, well, you know what, let me see how the summer comes out, how the rest of the summer is, then I think you have to be in a position to move him. Because I just think you can't wait until you get to October here.
Right.
I wanted to ask you just on it from a trade machine standpoint, the Wiggins contract, because he's got an opt-in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are the Heat allowed to trade him till they have an answer? Like, so for example, he has, I guess, till the 29th, I think, to opt-in, but the draft is before that. So is he off the table until then? How does that work?
Yeah. Yeah, players who have player options are not tradable until the option is because they potentially could be a free agent. So you players with team options can, if you certainly exercise the option by a certain date. I think there's maybe a couple of guys on the Heat roster, some of the smaller guys. Pelé, I think, is one of them. But yeah, the guys, Wiggins' number, you'd have to opt in for them to trade him.
Okay, yeah, because I was wondering, there's not a ton of big salaries other than Tyler's to maneuver this summer without the Wiggins one opting in. And that's got to be a weird situation as a player.
Yeah.
It's like you want to control, I'm opting in, but now I'm traded. You know, so that's got to be a weird place for the front office and him.
Well, that's the hard part. Yeah, I mean, then of course you take in the rules and when you have to cobble together all the salary as far as what you have, and then, sometimes when you don't get a deal done during the regular season, it becomes a little bit more – I know the rules are a little bit different in the offseason, a little bit more difficult because guys potentially could become free agents.
Have the Heat hurt themselves as far as, having assets to trade based on how they've used some of their young guys? Like, so I know Kalel is a piece that a lot of teams would like, but they kind of play games with him during the course of the year. When you look at, Tyler, Tyler is a phenomenal scorer, but he hasn't played.
Yeah.
And so, like, is it hard to pitch a 20-point scorer that's only played 35 games and gets hurt every year? Their team, while we know firsthand they have talent, other places who haven't seen that talent as much don't value them as much as the Heat do.
Well, I think it's probably two different columns. It's probably the Tyler column with availability. And I think it's, so if you're a team that's interested in him, it's the availability part. And then what do I want to pay him? Because correct, he could become a free agent in 27. He's extension eligible. Also, I do think the collection of young players, the draft picks that have kind of developed over the last couple of years, I think they're in a better shape they are this year than they were a year ago, because I do think we've seen more from them. I think with Ware, how he's, you know, I know his minutes have kind of gone up and down and how he fits at the end of games and certainly there, but I do think there's enough there that I've seen in him. I think Jaime had a really good year. Mm-hmm. I think Pelé was really good this year. So there's like those three pieces. Jovic was up and down, oof, you know, kind of right, all over the place. So there are those three young players, you know, your first round pick last year. And then you have a pick this year, which is, you know, the 13th pick and everything. So I do think out of like the core, like nucleus of young assets to trade, mm-hmm, I don't think what happened this year or in prior years has kind of diminished what their value is. When you have a guy like Khalil on a rookie contract at that number, that's valuable. When you can control that and basically that player will, you know, at worst becomes a restricted free agent a couple of years down the road, that's got a lot of value to teams.
When you're trading for a guy who's going to make 60, 70 million, yeah, how, I mean, that doesn't even like, like, okay, we need five of those.
Yeah. Right? That's why it's the ability to like, that's the thing. It's like, all right, what is our roster like? You say, all right, so we got Giannis, we've got Bam, you know, and then we've got what of the young players are left,
right?
Right? We basically have kind of diminished our draft picks potentially. So like that is like, it's the hard thing, you know, roster building. It's a hard thing. I get nervous with the 35% max players who are in their 30s. And I know Giannis is a heck of a player, man, but I've seen it. And I know John Wall and Bradley Beal, those guys aren't in that category, but those are the guys that have come through and gotten paid. Russell Westbrook's another one who's gotten paid significantly at that number. And it just, you know, eventually their body breaks down or their skill level eventually deteriorates.
Speaking of Bobby Marks, ESPN's NBA front office insider, come over before we get you out of here, Bobby, on the extensions the Heat are eligible for with Jaime and Pella.
Yeah.
What's the benefit of locking them up? What's the number for somebody like Jaime, who just had a borderline six-man year? But, you know, the Heat, again, going back, they want to keep flexibility.
Yeah.
You know, so what's the balance there for a front office of taking care of Jaime, but also you want to keep your books possibly clean for the next year?
Well, it's interesting. So let's say there's no deal by the last day of the offseason. So Jaime's got a cap hold. So for as a restricted free agent, which is around $18 million. So that counts against the cap in 2027. So if you're going to say, hey, we think he's a $30 million player, just hypothetically, well, you're going to lose $13 million out of that. Pelé is interesting because he's got a team option that you can opt in, he can exercise. He signed a 3-year deal, so you can exercise that option. Then he's going to be a restricted free agent in 2027, and his cap hold is really low. So you don't really have to, if you really want to prioritize flexibility, you can kind of push that to the side for right now. Rookie extensions are hard to negotiate if it's not a max player, because it's, you know, for the player at least, because it's, you're really going to have to find a compromise with that. So I would say if there's a deal, like, you know, is it in the $18 to $20 million range, just because right, you wouldn't lose a ton of flexibility. Because
we saw Jovic went for like $16 a year. And if I'm Jaime's age, I'm like, well, come on. I mean, like, look at the year he had, look at the year I just had.
Yeah, I agree.
Are there too many players that think they should be getting the max that probably shouldn't, but because of the market, they're getting it and it's hamstringing their team because they're not really max players?
I think the rules have put in place, I think players are understand the rules. You're basically slotted based on your skill level. Mm-hmm. And that's how it is. You know, the ability to have three max players, $40 million max players on your roster is really difficult. I mean, you look at Philadelphia right now and they're in the second round, but one of those guys goes down, then where's your depth, right? So right. I think teams, it used to be in a point where teams were willing to write a blank check or weren't as aggressive in negotiations. I do think teams are more aggressive because you do have to keep an eye on whether it be the apron rule or luxury tax and some of those things. And I think players have to, way of the guaranteed money, you know, the ability to take guaranteed money now and risking not doing it and potentially injuries come about.
And Bobby, before we get you out of here, I saw kicking around Heat Twitter that you had some prediction that you think Kawhi could end up with the Miami Heat.
Ugh.
Now, are we talking? Hold on, Leroy. Yeah, hold on, let the man speak.
You know, it's funny. Those are the articles where I like fight tooth and nail with my editors. And I was like, I will not put trade proposals together. I will analyze them. So I will let somebody else do that. You know, listen, Kawhi is an interesting situation. You know, listen, we're still waiting on the aspiration investigation to come down. When that's going to happen, is it going to be after the playoffs? Probably. You know, he's got a year left. The max you can extend him is 2 years because of the over 38 rule. They have made it known that they have no intent on moving him. We'll see what happens when we get into the offseason. But that is like more of a low risk, you know.
Yeah, so giving stuff
hey,
up.
Bobby, we were right here. We had this conversation.
Don't take him off of it, Leroy.
And then you go, Kawhi.
Kawhi and Bam. And
he's going to play 45 games. How's that going to help the Heat?
Listen, he's been better. He's been playing more games.
You might have more players around him than you did with the other guy. So
that point I get, but still.
Bobby, we appreciate the time. Thanks for making it for us.
Thanks, Bobby.
Thank y'all. Appreciate it.
All right. Check out Bobby Marks. Does a fantastic job breaking down every team. And like as soon as the playoffs are over for your team, he's got like the whole breakdown of it. But does a great job on the Miami Heat. Appreciate him giving some time there.
Did he help you?
Yeah.
Or are you still
he did help me. I am going to be Wild Heat Coyote. He said we're getting Kawhi. We'll take a break. Back after this.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.